tonight. This is going to be a new experience, trying to do this by Zoom and here and see how it goes. Start off with, we'll have Coulter lead us with the Pledge of Allegiance, and I'll say the opening prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Heavenly Father, as we come before thee this evening, we're indeed thankful for this beautiful day and for the opportunities we have to live in this beautiful valley and to be citizens in this great nation. We ask thee to be with us this night. Bless us with thy spirit as we make decisions and talk finances and city businesses, that thy spirit might be with us. We ask a special blessing upon our nation to bless us that we can get over this coronavirus and be able to return back to normal. We ask for thy spirit to be here now, and we do so in the name of thy son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, we'll start with a roll call.
Just one second, because Justin's wife is texting me trying to find out why they're not getting on. Your wife wants to be admitted.
Oh.
So I'll let her in. All right, so roll call. Justin's trying to get connected with us, so I'm going to leave him here for now.
Okay.
Kevin?
Here.
Mike?
Here.
Bull?
Here.
Rondi?
Here.
And Sam? I muted you? Sam says I muted him. This is all new to me.
It'll be a learning experience tonight.
Yeah.
How about now?
We did it today with you, Ebs.
Are you there now? Let's keep muting him.
You snuck in on us, Shane. How are you?
Good. There's like 40 of us on the line, and he's got interesting.
Oh, boy. I can hear you. Okay. Sam is here, but it's not real loud for my computer. Sorry.
Okay. Justin made it on?
I'm still trying. Well, I've got two more that I'm admitting right now, but I don't know who they are. One says S-E-J-O-H, and one's a phone number. I don't know if that's Justin's phone number or not.
I wonder if the S-T-J-O-H is Steve Johansson.
He could very well, because I know he said he was going to join tonight.
He's got the headstone.
Yeah.
Variants.
Yep.
And I don't know Justin's phone number off the top of my head.
Tomato 1.
No, there's 801-971-6540. Justin, is this you? Are you... So you're on by phone?
I'm just on by phone.
Okay. Well, I can hear you, so when I got you marked as present.
Okay. Approval of agenda items for the City Council meeting March 10th, 2020, 6:30.
So, the very top of all of your agendas, I realized after I copied it for you, has the wrong date. But down later in it, it's April 14th. So
it is April
14th.
It is April 14th, isn't it? Okay, yeah. Let's change that then.
Sorry.
That was the minutes from that date.
Is this... Okay.
So Sam and Justin are just working on approving the agenda.
Any questions on the agenda for tonight?
I don't have any. I'll make a motion. We approve the agenda. with the corrected date of 14 April 2020 for our regular city council meeting.
I'll second it. Okay, I have a first by Kevin and a second by Russell to approve the agenda items for, with the change of the date on our deal to March 14th of April 2020. All in favor?
Aye.
Are you in favor, Justin?
Okay, good. Approval of the minutes then from the March 10th, 2020 regular city council meeting, 6:30.
So did I hear the guys didn't go south down there?
That's correct. The Sacramento trip was canceled.
Yes.
And the one down to the Indian reservation too?
So far it's still canceled yet. We're trying to work on a different date.
They were the only things that I looked at on that 10 March 2020. I think they locked down that Indian nation too, didn't they?
Yep.
Ready for a motion?
Yep.
Well, I'll make a motion that we approve the city council minutes for 10 March 2020, 6:30 regular meeting.
Okay, do I have a second?
I'll second that motion.
Okay, so I have approval of the minutes from the March 10th, 2020 regular city council meeting. It was motion was made by Russell and seconded by Rondi. All those in favor?
Aye.
Justin, are you in favor?
I was going to say, you might have to tell us if they say something because we can barely hear them. So,
Justin and Sam, are you guys hearing okay? Okay, we're hearing you okay. So.
Okay, good. All right, approval of adjustments. The adjustments from 3-1 2020 to 3-31 2020 in the dollar amount of a negative 218.25.
That's actually a plus, isn't it? 218.25. It's got parentheses if it's.
Yeah, but I thought it was a negative because I went through them.
That's a credit.
It is a credit. Okay, my mistake, sorry.
Yep, it's in
parentheses,
but I don't.
Yep, it's not.
I noticed that it was the first one I'd seen for a while.
That's in the plus, huh?
Oh, yeah. So I'll make a motion that we approve the transaction register dated 3-1-2020 to 3-31-2020 in the amount of $218.25.
Okay.
I'll second that motion.
So we have the approval adjustments made by Kevin and seconded by Rondi for the transaction register from 3-1-2020 to 3-31-2020 in the dollar amount of $218.25. Roll call.
Justin. Kevin.
Yes.
Russell.
Yes.
Rondi.
Yes.
And Sam.
Okay, next item is the invoice register from 3-8-2020 to 4-10-2020 and the dollar amount of $371,593.76.
Okay, I want a clarification. Who is EFTPS?
EFTPS is what is payroll. That's the transfer of payroll funds to bank.
Okay, I just didn't know what that was, what that stood for. It's just the payroll.
Yeah, it's just the electronic transfer of the funds to the payroll.
I had one other. We got the Town Theater Corporation too for $600. What's Town Theater?
That's the movie theater, and I believe those were prizes for the Adult Volleyball League for the, for Stephanie, that was some of the prizes for that, was some tickets to movies. And I can be asked to go.
And those, we went to AutoZone down in Ephraim for some parts, is that because they didn't have it here?
There's been a couple of them.
Halter's answer was yes to Bull's question, he just shook his head, so. Remember it, higher one can see it.
Yes.
Thank you. Justin or Sam, did either one of you have any questions on the claims? No, that was actually when Kyle went down and got his lineman, isn't it?
Yeah, journeyman.
Journeyman lineman. That was the meal when Kyle and Shane went down to St. George, I think.
Mesquite.
That's when he got his journeyman. Yeah, and I think it was four people?
Yeah.
Four people that attended. Yeah, that was, he's asking about the IPSA for those that can't hear up there. And that was when Kyle got his journeyman lineman. Okay. And Justin doesn't have any questions.
I was going to say, we'll give them just a minute, they're still going through, just double checking. I've signed all the bills, so I've already argued my points.
I went through this earlier.
So I should send you, Justin, a request to let you do your video, and then I can unmute you once you join.
Okay.
Okay. They do an annual banquet, but it's also, the annual banquet is where they do the journeyman lineman plot. Okay.
So which hydro are they working on? Number one? Is that the main one at the power plant park?
The one just the mile up road from there.
Oh.
The furthest one up.
Furthest one up.
Yeah.
Looked like you had a bunch of requisitions coming up too. Is that associated with that?
I just have that one and then the short one.
I guess we'll talk about them later.
Yeah.
So is it functioning now, number one?
No, it's not.
It's not, huh?
Do they have any questions on the...
Justin said he didn't have any, and Sam told the question was what about the PSA annual meeting
plus. Okay. Okay, do I have a motion then to accept them?
I can make a motion. We approve the invoice register dated 3/8/2020 to 4/10/2020 in the amount of $371,593.76.
Second.
Okay. Have the motion to approve the invoice register from 3/8/2020 to 4/10/2020. First was made by Kevin, seconded by Russell, and the dollar amount of $371,593.76. Roll call.
Justin. Looks like it muted here, didn't you want? Okay, Justin. No, I'm sorry, I'm not sure why it muted you. It does. Kevin.
Yes.
Russell.
Yes.
Rodney.
Yes.
And Sam. I don't know why it's doing this. Let's see. It goes where it has you unmuted in a minute. Okay, Sam. I don't know why it's doing that.
Okay, great. Requisition. We have a requisition. Yes.
Thank you.
Requisition PRQ1588 in the dollar amount of $30,790 from the Power Department to Riverside.
I got 10 quotes on that, by the way. The other one was 46,000. Riverside was 30,000.
And this is on which hydro?
You don't want. This is to redo the exciter that got burned up a couple months ago. I ran some numbers and everything, and the hydro itself will pay for this repair within 3 months. So, just so you have an idea how much power we're going to be losing, so.
Right.
So you're going with the $30,790?
Mm-hmm. Riverside has done some work for us in the past. They did redo unit 3 and all that. We've been pretty happy with their work.
Okay.
Did you have a question, Sam?
And I talked to Dave about it and the mayor about this, so.
Okay. He was just making sure it was for the hydro, but Shane answered that.
Okay.
They come clear out of Idaho, huh? What? Where's Parma?
What's that?
Parma? How do you say that? Parma, Idaho.
Parma.
Parma.
Where's that at?
I have no idea. I've heard of it. Like 6 hours away. That's all I know.
Well, it's not too far in, then.
No.
I think Pocatello's about 4.
Yeah.
Want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion that we approve requisition PRQ1588 in the amount of $30,790 for the replacement of the rotor and
to fix the exciter.
And
to electrically test the generator.
Okay, to fix the exciter and electrically test the generator of the hydro unit
one.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, I have the motion to accept requisition requisition PRQ1588 by Russell and seconded by Rondi for the dollar amount of $30,790 to fix unit one in the hydro plant. Roll call.
Make sure they're not muted. Justin.
Yes.
Kevin.
Yes.
Russell.
Yes.
Rondi.
Yes.
And Sam.
That's all the requisitions we have, right?
Is this the same one that you sent me email?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Public participation.
So do you want to read the letter?
Yeah, we have this one letter from David Burton that come in. I think everybody's got a copy of it.
I didn't get it sent to Justin or Sam, but I can text him a picture of it.
We can just read it to him.
Okay.
Addressed to us, Mount Pleasant City Council, 115 West Main, Mount Pleasant, Utah, 84647. I am writing in regard to a work order I filed with the city. I have to have the trees removed on the north side of 300 South, just east of the Yellow Church. I have twice filled this work order per Mount Bona's instructions. He indicated to me that the trees are the city's responsibility. I wanted to add my growing concern for the churchgoers who park under these trees, as they have been dropping branches that could damage cars or injured people. I would also like to point out that if a tree were to fall, it would take out what I understand to be a main trunk phone line running through town. This would disrupt service for at least half the town. I would like to understand why a decision hasn't been made and why this keeps falling through the cracks. I've been a resident of Mount Pleasant for 75 years. I have volunteered and given to this city and the fire department search and rescue. Now I'm asking the city give me a little back and removes this public safety hazard. I would like this matter resolved. Sincerely, Dave Burton.
He's called me two or three times about the matter. And I talked to Jeannie about it, and I think we even discussed it with Shane. And, you know, they indicate that the trees actually belong to the homeowners and probably not our responsibility. However, I don't know, I don't think David's the one that planted the trees or whatnot, but the trees are not only where a lot of people park, but there's a sidewalk, which he's fortunate enough to have a sidewalk in front of that place. So it does get a lot of traffic. And I don't know. I would say if it's possible, it'd be nice if we could at least help him. I think he's willing to do some part of it. At least he indicated that in the past. This letter doesn't indicate it. But would it be that huge of a job to knock those trees either down or trim them? Or are they even alive? Some of them are probably dead. Has anybody even looked at them?
Yeah, I have.
Shane's
looking south, just east of the Yellow Church.
Yeah, it's right on the south side of the Yellow Church. And I don't know, for whatever reason, people would sooner park there than they would in the parking lot. But
so it's on the south side, okay.
It's on the north side of the road as you're going east.
Sam has a comment. Yeah, Sam?
My thoughts on that is if we turn down for one, you
have to do it for everyone. Exactly, yeah. We ran into the same situation with Randy Carter, and we didn't budge on Randy Carter's.
And Ray Jensen.
And Ray Jensen's.
So he said if you do it for one, you're going to have to do it for everyone. But he said, however.
However, my thoughts are if they're willing to trim them, I don't see there any reason that they wouldn't be able to maybe work them out.
Sam said that maybe, however, if David is willing to trim them, then maybe the city could help out by going over and chipping up the limbs.
I think the trimming is a part that he's not capable of doing. I think he's in a better position to clean up the limbs of, you know, using their bucket trucks, they can knock them down.
I understand your biggest problem is going to be that you have quite a few other people that have been told no on this, and you're going to open up a huge can of worms if you say yes to this one, and you've told others no.
We've been dealing with this for 10.
Yeah, we've been really dealing with this for years.
Plus years.
And it could get pretty ugly.
There's tree companies out there. They got upset at us a while ago because they said we was taking their business, trimming trees that were in the lines. And so the way we kind of worked it out with them is we'll trim next to the lines, everything on the lines and all that, and the tree company takes the rest down. But these trees are no longer in the lines. They're on the lines, and I just don't want to have Matt Carter and all the other people come back on us.
So you have trimmed them out of the power lines?
We have trimmed trees out of the power lines. These ones are nowhere close to the power lines.
Oh, okay.
I mean, they might fall towards the yellow church, fall along the line and take out that big phone line he's talking about, but...
Well, the phone lines runs parallel to the road. It's not a cross line, is it?
Well, there's one that runs right along the...
Through the center of the block.
Through the center of the block by the church to the hall, on our power poles right there.
Well, I think you got to look at each one individually. I know that there are a lot of people that have those trees. I have trees in front of my house. Fortunately, they're on my lot. But you got people that have got them out there in the middle of the road, and those trees have been there probably from the beginning of the town. I think when you look at it, it's a place where the public uses it for parking, has a sidewalk through there. I think you got to look at each individual circumstance, if you will. I don't know. I know he's acquired those places and he's been pretty adamant about it. But I
think he can get some pretty good deals from some tree companies that actually do it.
What does Justin have to say?
Justin was raising his hand. Yes, Justin.
I guess he wants some clarification as to what the trees are. So they're on private property or city right-of-way.
He wants clarification on whether they're on private property or city right-of-way.
I think they're in the city right-of-way. I don't know where.
We'd have to go measure.
Yeah, they'd have to go measure. They think city right-of-way, but they'd have to go measure.
It's on the city right-of-way. If we got a 99-foot road, it's definitely on.
Justin wonders if we shouldn't have some sort of ordinance or something stating whose responsibility those are, rather than just arbitrarily stating that it's the owner's or the city's responsibility. And also, just a reminder, this is public participation, so you don't
have to vote on
a decision
it.
On it tonight. This is how you can even go look at it yourselves and see what you think, and then it would have to come on an agenda for a decision to be made.
I'm wondering if the, any of it, yeah, I'd have to go just look at it, but could the church help out? Is it in danger?
Right.
Is it too far east of the church, probably?
It's east of the church.
So it's not anywhere near their parking lot there.
No, it's just on the road near to it.
Well, like Justin said, the other thing is it's hard to say who planted them and how they got to be there. We have so many junk trees in Mount Pleasant that seed themselves, too.
Yeah, I'm just worried if we start cutting those, then we're going
to... We're out to cut for everybody.
Yeah.
And then we're going to do our mess for
free.
Yep. And that's my concern. Can work out. Well, it is.
And then we won't hear it. We'll get hammered by the tree companies.
So can I make the suggestion that everybody go by and drive by and look at them and get your opinion of them for this? Because we don't really have to vote on it. It's in a public hearing.
No, we can't.
We can't really vote on it anyway.
All we can do is take it under advisement.
Okay. So let's each individually go look at them.
I'll do that.
Before the next city council meeting?
You know, it might be a situation where we could... I know we've worked with that fellow from Ephraim.
Yeah.
Actually worked for Ephraim Power. And he done a wonderful job on the park and around there. I wonder if we could have him look at them, and if he was to give us a quote, they may need just flat removing. And then maybe we could work something out.
When did you buy the properties? How long does he have the property?
It's been in his family for a long time.
Yeah, he's lived there forever.
Okay.
But then again, if we as a city pay to have him removed, then everybody else that comes to us says, well, you paid for having his removed, so we want you to pay to have these removed.
Yep.
I agree. We have to be real careful with this stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, you're not gonna make everybody happy.
No. And then it's not about that. But in fact, if the trees are on our property, they've got a pretty good argument.
They're not sucker trees either, though. They were planted.
They were planted.
If they were trash trees...
Somebody should be responsible.
Well, if we decide that we're responsible for them, then we're responsible for every tree that's on property line that they want to remove.
On the city right-of-way, that's true.
Right-of-way, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're not...
So that's something we need to discuss and take a close look at.
Well, I'd say we take a look at it.
But I have to be...
To the next one?
No, the next one.
Okay.
Got a comment, Sam?
Maybe we can open our ordinance. Our look.
That'd be a good suggestion.
That's what Sam's saying. He agrees with us that we probably should look into making eventual enforcement. This is in writing and taken care of that way.
Who's to say there's not already an existing...
Right. I can research and see if they already have something that way.
Okay. So we'll look at our ordinances on this one, and then we'll bring back...
I like that idea.
Any other public participation on Zoom?
I don't have anybody send me any chat or anything. So no. And I did request if anybody needed to, if wanted to, that they email me by 4 today or just do a chat, so...
Okay.
And I didn't receive anything.
All right.
I do have some.
Okay.
It's more pertaining to the fire department, but I was gonna maybe put in some things in the paper on it, but I just want to kind of boast about ourselves a little bit. The American Public Power Association nominated us as one of the top utilities for safety pertaining to our hours and stuff in 2019. And so that's quite an honor.
That is.
To the American Public Power Association. They gave us a real nice plaque. And then we did get a certificate of excellence on our reliability. That's one of the top 200, you know, in the nation. So it's quite an honor that those guys are able to get that. So they wrote up some articles that will be probably posted in the paper, and some pictures and stuff. So
it's cool.
Great.
That's cool. Great. Thank you.
I think that means public recognition too.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Did they get a picture of everybody with the plaque and everything?
We will. Yeah, we'll get a picture.
You're going with the paper thing?
We like to get a picture of the dollar council and all that with this coronavirus. It might be a couple months.
You know, it'd be good even to get, because you probably keep the plaque up in your power department shop. It'd be neat to get a picture and even put here on the bulletin board in the...
I wouldn't even mind even bringing the plaque down here.
Do something that way.
Our P3 down here, our P3 plaque down here. So
I think it'd be neat to do that, to bring it down here for recognition. Does that mean the office is closed now?
We got some wall space now.
Yeah.
We really do.
Yeah.
Display some public meeting again.
Display some of this that's going on.
I think so. That's a big deal.
Well, we know they're head and shoulders. I mean, above, but we really do. We just don't have problems with power.
No.
Much anymore. And I see the development going on too, and it's amazing.
Yeah, it's
what's being done.
There's a lot going on. We hooked up just 3 more tents yesterday. I mean, the growth is unbelievable still. It's just kind of slowed down. It's been good.
Okay. Well, thanks, Shane. Thanks for bringing that up. Next item is discuss action of building zone inspection. One concern I have with the coronavirus going on, I think our special projects is soon coming to a quick end. Well, we've had Paul there and stuff, so my concern is, and even talking to Dave a little bit, is they've upped the building permits to cover inspections, one before and one at the end, or one at the first and one at the end. Talking to Dave a little bit, what I'd like to do is, because my fear and concern is like I'm saying, the special project's coming to an end now, and just be able to hire a contract, somebody to go do those inspections, and pay them with what we're collecting off our building permits. So the building permits got...
An independent contractor that come and...
An individual, somebody. Somebody, and then that would be, they would do so many inspections, and they would just get paid per inspection.
Well, have you got somebody in mind?
No.
And just put out a RFP on it?
Yeah. Well, that's my concern with like I was saying, like, I think where special projects are coming to an end, and yet we still got a lot of building going on, and so we've got to be looking at how to handle that zoning inspections. And
well, we definitely need somebody there. We've run into too many problems without having that. Wouldn't you agree? There definitely needs to be somebody that's looking after the development that takes place.
Going on measuring and measuring again at the end and doing those things.
And I thought, as far as Paul is concerned, that he's probably just being used as needed, isn't he? As he hasn't even...
We've been keeping him pretty busy.
The power department.
Yeah.
But that's all coming to pretty much an end now, isn't it?
We still, eventually we would like to dig that and going up to our hydros. We got the conduit off of that to keep that, but we can put a hold on that because of this whole mess. So...
You know, it just scares me of what we've got income coming in, or how bad this is going to affect us.
You mean as far as our city income?
We did get, like, Skyline still building like crazy. They gave us a check for $20,000 the other day to develop four more lots up in the GC subdivision. And so... But that money that we get from them is just a pass-through. So,
right.
So it's no big deal coming. It's not coming out of our budget.
Well, just thinking like Aspen Village, boy, that has to be contracted out now. We can't do that.
Right.
So again, as far as big projects...
How's Aspen Village coming? Is it getting closer?
He's still a ways out before we can put that to bid. That's what's getting us nervous. Because that's got to be completed before the end of December. So we did have a meeting with him the other day, and I can't remember the exact dates. And we tried
when
to push him.
Him, is that Mont or?
Trent, the Sunrise engineer.
Oh, okay.
And then I know he's had Justin up there doing a few more things. He was having him do them because they're limited in them to stay home. So he's trying to push the dates. We're hoping to have it ready to go out for bid in July. And I'm trying to push him even quicker.
Jesus, what's taking so long?
yeah.
Push the bid out till July.
No, pushing him to get it quicker so we can get it out to bid.
Oh, okay.
So we can get it
right out. Now they're thinking they can't have it ready till July.
Till July. Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I was hoping that could go this spring so that... Because that's going to be a pretty good sized project, I would think.
Yeah.
This will be a tough one for a contractor to bid too. I'm scared on that one. Just where we have to connect back into each trailer, that's going to be as part of that grant money. So anyway, just your thoughts on what we should do with...
What kind of certifications do you have to be an inspector? Is there anything?
You'd have nothing to do with certifications because the county would do all that. So basically what you're doing is this inspector would be going out to measure...
Represent the city.
...city to make sure the setbacks are done according to what the plot maps turned in to get the building permit, to make sure it's being built where they're saying it is. Talking to Dave a little bit too, I'd like to even see it maybe on lot splits. We're getting a lot of lot splits too. To where we make sure and raise that application a little bit to where somebody goes out and physically looks at the lot before they come to planning and zoning.
And then this encompasses road crossings and backfill compaction.
This would not include that part of what it is right now on the building permits. So this would be just basically as a house being built before they...
Building inspection.
Before they dig it, it's supposed to be staked, and then this inspector would go out and make sure it met the setbacks before it was ever dug. And then on final completion, they'd go back and make sure the drainage is running the right way and everything is still according to what it's supposed to be built. Parking and everything else.
So, you know, I think a lot of cities have ordinance enforcement officers and things like that. And I know that responsibility can involve a lot of different things. A yard that's got trashy, or people that are, you know, planting trees or parking on the road. Right. I mean, that could involve a lot of things, but it could probably work if you had an individual. Sounds like to me, though, they're going to need to be able to shoot grades as far as making sure their sewers...
No, they won't have to do anything that way.
Well, that's where we ran into a lot of our problems.
So when it comes to sewers...
It's locating the utility line.
That's with the contractor.
Well, contractors... The problem that you've got with contractors is a lot of the people that build their own home are not contractors, but yet they can get a permit from the county because they're building their own home. But yet they don't really savvy a lot of the infrastructure circumstances, and even some contractors don't.
Either. No, they don't. Not all of them.
No, they don't. I think that's where we need to have it in our ordinance, that they have to, the contractor to hook into power, water, sewer has got to be licensed, insured, and bonded. And we have to have their information before they can start the project.
Right. Well, and that's for sure. That's a given. But that don't ensure that those kind of mistakes don't get made. That don't get found out until people go to the house is built and they go to hook it up, and then they find out that their sewer's not low enough or what. And I just wonder if we're being thorough enough. That's my concern. Being thorough enough with our initial inspection, what kind of house you're building. And you know, there's the flood zone issue, so some houses can't even have a basement. They've got to be a little bit familiar with those type of things.
The basements should all come into the planning and zoning. Well, it goes hand in hand, though.
And planning and zoning, I'm sorry, but they don't, without somebody going out there and looking at the plot plan, it's just like that big development down there on Fifth West with those big apartments. They didn't even provide us with a plot plan. They had a handwritten plot plan, but nothing really legitimate, like, you know, as far as his plan. Somebody that's building a project like that ought to have certified drawings.
Yeah, they ought to.
And you know, I don't know. I just, those are the kinds of concerns that I have. I just express that. If you don't think it's necessary, then whatever. But I know we've had problems. And you know, as this community grows, you're going to find that there's just a lot more going on now than there was 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm. There is. There is.
I would hope whoever does it has had some background in construction and knows about infrastructure, water and sewer, hookups, gas, and all of that stuff. Just to ensure that the people coming here has a positive experience with it. And they don't get caught not being aware of some circumstances that they're not aware of. That's my concern.
Your public works guys probably slam. Seems like you're shorthanded, but is that something we could look at Dave? Maybe assign him? I don't know. Dave or Lynn?
We've talked about that.
Take on something like that, or would it just take them away from what they need to be doing too much?
It's gonna take them away from what they need to be doing.
Yeah. Just not, they almost need what they got.
Time consuming too. It's not, you know.
It's almost a full-time job, yeah.
It's not a 10-minute visit the lot thing. I mean.
You gotta be kind of flexible.
It would be good if the planning and zoning commission had a, well, the people bring their plans in and say, okay, we'll contact our contractor and have him go out and make sure that everything's in compliance, you know. I can see it working. I just think that we ought to determine what we're gonna expect, the job description, what we're gonna expect.
Okay.
And make sure that it's gonna keep people from making mistakes that are costly mistakes.
I think we definitely need somebody to represent the city to protect our own interests.
Yeah, right. We do.
Otherwise, it's.
Well, we're gonna end up.
Just kind of a free for all.
Aspen Villages, and that's gonna continue.
Yeah.
You got the other aspect of egress and, you know, in and out.
Yeah.
Road widths. I've been grateful that they've been watching people that are subdividing, you know, and are wanting to develop raw ground and making sure that they've got right-of-ways and adequate roadways in and out. And, I mean, without it, flip, they're building in your backyard.
Yeah.
No access.
The free-for-all thing.
It's not good for fire access and garbage pickup and everything else.
Either one of those have a comment over there?
Justin raised his hand, and I think I may have found how to make it louder. Go ahead, Justin.
So if I'm going, we're talking about two different things. We're talking about code enforcement, and you're talking about setbacks and fence heights and all that. And then you're also, when you're talking about sewer and that end of it, you're talking about more of a public works inspector that's making sure that. And that can be done internally through with our own public works guys. The builder would typically submit a sketch for the sewer showing the lateral line and where he's going to hook in and some elevations. And then we, as a city, could verify that that's going to work. But not only we should be the one going out and doing that for them, but I think the responsibility should be put on them to submit something to us for approval.
And I agree with Justin fully on, I had time to go do that sort of inspection, but not the whole lot inspection. I can go measure a manhole and get a depth on my pipe, but I don't have time to go measure all the lots and make sure setbacks are followed and all that.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's two separate things. I think it's zoning, code enforcement thing, and then as public works, I share power of public works in regards to the services. So that's pretty typical for any community.
And me and Shane are both inspecting right now as it is.
Right.
But how that looked, I guess we'll have to discuss that, how we want that to work with all the process. That's my two cents. But I think we do need to have some checks and balances in place so we don't end up with. To just say that it's on the contractor, if you screw up, then it's your deal. I don't know that I agree with that, because an ounce of prevention is where we're kind of cured in that situation. I think we can at least verify that what they're going to do is going to work with our sewer depths and whatnot.
Right.
Yep. I think it's a luxury we haven't had in the past, and And it's become more and more, I think as construction ramps up and development ramps, people coming in, we don't know what the future holds. We might see people wanting to get off the city lifestyle after this thing. We just probably ought to be thinking ahead and have our ducks in a row if that does happen. We know that there's a lot of people who've got two homes, one up north and one down here. But if people start, you know, if they get their fill of being crammed in these cities and some want to start moving into the rural environment, we're right along the main drag.
We are.
So I think if we're going to do something there, I just think whatever we do, we don't want to go backwards.
So what if I take this and I go to Dave, this being the zoning secretary, and kind of come up with, so basically, again, this is a lot of just discussion to see what you guys thought, which way, and we go through with kind of a, what would be looking for this individual, what would be required of him or her, whatever, to do all this here, and kind of come up with a thing, and then I'll bring it back.
I think that'd do us all good if we'd done a little
homework on it, research.
Sam, I'll have a comment.
Okay.
What other
go ahead, Sam.
Communities are doing.
So like Kevin said, on the homes that were down there on Pit, well, if they're hand drawing, they should be accepted. They should make them actually come in with some kind of a solution.
That's crazy.
I mean, if it's a little shed outside of the house, and then they should, you know, like a 10 by 12 shed, that's different.
Story.
I mean, if they're actual building
or
home, they should have some kind of drawing on that.
Yes, and a plot map.
It shouldn't be signed off on if there's any kind of hand drawing.
Okay, and the mayor's with a plot map.
That's been engineered, you know.
Well, it depends on how big the project is, because you could drive a regular home, pretty expensive to have an engineered plot map that's simple. Again, if we can go out and pop the manhole and we know how deep the sewer line is right there, then it's a fairly easy, quick, so we don't want to have to incur a lot of expense to homeowner, but we've got it.
So these are just a plot map.
But we want to see their house plans too.
We got to see their house plans.
That's what I'm referring to.
Yeah. So anything that's not legitimately drawn, I say legitimately by a company, then
a set of blueprints and
we're not going to accept them if they're not blueprints.
Right. Well, if they ask, go through the county first, right?
No, we have to approve it first.
That's the county.
Then to the county.
And then it goes to the county.
Yeah, so the county has to make sure that it meets, again, our zoning requirements, and so they bring them for to make sure they meet our zoning requirements, and then after the cities gave their blessing, then it goes to the county with the that structural part of that.
I made a mistake on that, but I've been mentored and that won't happen again.
Thank you. We all learn from mistakes.
Learning curve for everyone.
So, we do. All right, so this will continue on. And each be coming forward. One thing carry over from item 10, the discussion action on the variance of the headstone for Steve Johansson. So the only concern that Sandra had was, and I wasn't aware of this, and I don't know how many other people are aware of this, this sits between the flower bed and the road that has the Mount Pleasant City Cemetery sign on it, the fire bed pot deal. And I wasn't aware of that was where Dr. Rigby and Pratt was returning from inspecting that when they were killed on city council business. Mm. They was out inspecting that cemetery sign. It's a flower bed, you know what I'm talking, it has a Mount Pleasant City Cemetery on it, and then it's got the flower bed.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They were out inspecting that, coming back from inspecting that when they were killed. I wasn't aware of that. Mm-hmm. And Sandra brought that to my attention, because I said first, it's like, so the only concern with Sandra had, and that I had when I looked at it, was the headstone is close to the sign. Talking to Steve, and we've talked to Coulter a little bit about, and Sandra would like to see us either do a sign up higher, because it is even hard to see it, but initially my first thought was tear the pl- planter box out and sell the plots that that fire bed sits on. Then she told me the history story of it. It's like, okay, this is a whole different story now.
Yeah.
Than just looking at it as a flower bed. Talked to even Steve last night. He come talk to me, and he's willing to even help us put something up on top. Sandra's made that comment. She like to put something up a little higher. Maybe do it out of metal wood.
Do it on the city sign.
On the city sign. Or even go to a... Sandra said she'd really like to see us try and do some type of sign with a big archway over the main road there. So...
Yeah. I talked to my dad about cutting a new sign. He had that plasma cutter at school. I think we're going to have him build us a sign that goes up on top of the planter and cut it out with the plasma cutter. So it'll be nice and crisp and it'll be able to read it good.
Yeah.
And then we'll move the sign up to there. And then I'm still dreaming up the arch. I haven't got that far yet.
So that was the only concern with the 4 foot. I don't think it will block it, but it's borderline.
So Steve's is in front of it, or?
Yes. So originally when the cemetery was planned, if you know over in the old section, there's a road that goes right inside the fence.
Right.
That was the original plan for that section of the cemetery, according to Sandra, was the road would stay on the inside of the fence. When they eliminated that roadway in the new section of the cemetery, then they started selling those plots.
Yeah.
And that's where Steve's plot is. It's basically on what was at one time going to be a roadway, but it's not.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, I didn't think it was that complicated, but it sounds like it got complicated. Well, so are we trying to work through the details there, or is it still a little inconclusive?
I think we'd be all right to go ahead and approve it myself.
I do too. I don't see a problem up there.
Just in lieu of future plans of what wants to be done as far as improving the other side.
Yes.
Sam has a comment.
Okay.
Good question, dude. How does, so other than the issue that Mike said about the headstone, was Sandra in favor of the variance or no?
Yes.
Sandra was in favor of it.
Her biggest thing was making sure that the flat planter stays where it is, and then maybe we could make a sign up higher just to make it stand out a little more. But she didn't have a problem with the headstone.
And I would almost like, as we're doing this, to put some type of plaque up there in remembrance of those two city councilmen too, if that's, and I never knew the whole story to it.
I think
as part of this here is we're redesigning that, or if we're improving that, I think there ought to be some type of a little, you know, similar to what we got out here in the foyer type deal, recognizing those two guys. So,
you know, I like the idea of a nice big gate too, something that could be.
So Sandra would really, really like some wrought iron gates put in.
Mm-hmm.
To where we could actually close our cemetery.
Right, right. I look at what Spanish Fort did up there, and I mean, that's a big elaborate cemetery, but got a nice gate thing is just a real, I don't know, it just gives a sense of appreciation to the people that are there in the cemetery, the people that are visiting the cemetery,
and
a little bit of a security issue too, you know, because there probably is times when the gates are closed and locked.
Yeah, and we're actually looking at doing a new veterans memorial in there also for mm-hmm. the veterans that are buried in our cemetery.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We've got a few plans coming together on that, and then going to try to get some donations to help us and a few things.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I'll make a motion on that variance for Steve
Johansson's
headstone.
Okay.
Okay.
So I have Sam making the motion to accept the variance for Steve on his headstone.
I'll second that motion.
And a second by Rondi. Roll call.
Justin? Kevin?
Yes.
And Bull had to be excused. Rocky?
Yes.
And Sam?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
I would encourage Sandra to keep reminding us about that effort. It's something we can do to improve that a little bit out there. I like that idea. I think our park and our cemetery, this walking thing that we're doing, I think that's a good thing. Just to enhance our area.
You know, it might change now too. If we get the trail in there, people might start walking the trail rather than walking through the cemetery as much as we got right now too, because that is a safer place for people to walk. And so that's why a lot of people walk in the cemetery.
That is the nicest road in town.
Without cars.
We're trying to eliminate all that overhead stuff to kind of cleaning things up. Yeah, all over here in the park and all that. It is.
Me and Colter went for a ride out there today, and with the trail going there on the north side of the park where the fields are, we was talking about how nice it'd be to be able to pipe those two ditches that's right there too. And
yeah,
if we could get with the irrigation company and pipe those two ditches, and then you know, there's a dream list there. State Street coming out to the park, the Swift Creek going to the east. There's lots of projects right there if we had the money to do.
I like the idea of having gates at cemetery, because there's really no reason for anyone to be out there after our...
Technically, it's closed after dark. But you talk to the people who live right there, there's a constant stream of traffic through there all night long.
No one needs to be there after 9 p.m. and before.
You're talking about the park or what?
No, the cemetery.
Oh, the cemetery.
So, looking into a gate there so we can close off access to that one.
Have your own call gate, they'll lock it every night and open it in the morning.
So do we ever deal with much vandalism out there? I haven't heard of any vandalism since I've been on the council.
So the park bathroom's painted right now.
Yeah, we got the gang graffiti.
They got the new substation here by Seattle too.
They also got power plant bathrooms.
And are you getting calls?
Really?
Well, we're talking about this. We did up the reward another $1,000 because we got hit again two weekends ago, right?
Yeah.
10 days ago, we got hit again.
Really?
The hydros and stuff with this gang riding. Aspen Village got hit. Our park, restrooms, a number of places. So.
And it's all the same.
Yep.
Same markings.
Same one.
ST or whatever.
Yeah, it's a gang relating. So we did increase our reward to $2,000, trying to get somebody to talk.
I'd love.
We're working with Moroni City because their city hall got hit.
Yeah.
It just love to catch
them. So.
I mean, at least make it look good, not like some 2-year-old did it.
Yeah, it's not good graffiti. It's.
I mean, geez.
Well, there's no talent wrong.
Maybe they're not good enough to get the new cars.
Yeah, that's terrible.
It's a little trick car. Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Yeah. All right, next item. Discuss action on spring cleanup. What we originally talked about, I don't know if it'll work with the coronavirus and the limiting the groups.
I talked to them about dumpsters. They're willing to work with us. And then after all this started, I said, I'll get back with you. So
the original dates.
I noticed a lot of people then drop a limb down on
right by our hydro. I gotta get dirt dumping signs. We're gonna haul those down to the sewer pond. And I gotta get some no dumping signs up.
And that's the west side of the sewer pond where they're.
Yeah. I'll push that pile with the dozer and we'll have a really good bonfire.
You get it. The original dates were the 24th, 25th, 1st, and 2nd.
Uh huh. Those are the two dates or two weekends we're looking at.
Yeah.
But I think we're going to have to change it just to back. If we want to still do it, we'll have to. I'd like to see us pick one Saturday, have the dumpsters there, and then be done.
I thought we were talking about having people just haul their stuff down to the sewer ponds.
Only tree limbs.
Tree limbs. So rather than stack the tree limbs where they have in the past up Main Street and down by the hydro plant, haul to the sewer pond,
right.
We'll be down there one Saturday, inspect the loads coming in, let them dump them down there. That way we're not burning them in town, so that, and amongst all the neighbors.
Right. So you're wanting to put the dumpsters where?
You know, we can put the dumpster down there too, Mike.
Down to the sewer ponds?
We have done that in the past.
Sam says you've done that in the past, where they put the dumpster down there.
We're open all day long.
That's not a bad idea.
And then close the gate, lock it, and we're done.
Dumpsters are gone, we're done.
I like that.
You look at the truck, okay, you got tree limbs, you go over there, fast garbage, it goes over there to the dumpster.
I still would agree to have somebody there at the gate to keep an eye on it.
We would have to.
We'll have at least two people, one watching the dumpsters and one watching the limbs.
Somebody on the backhoe to compact the dumpsters.
What would you do, like the first and second?
I would almost say let's do it one Saturday, like the second. Moroni done it this way. I know Raider was telling me Moroni done it. They done it at the mine, the mud bug area. And he said that worked out really fairly decent for them. They had somebody there at the backhoe, so they'd keep pushing the dumpsters down. Mm-hmm. And then at 4 o'clock when they were done, they just locked the gate and people had to deal with it then.
And then I would get rid of your newsletter, I think you just get a call your social business and keep business and kind of keep their people to a demo.
Yeah. Yep.
Did you hear that?
Yeah. We had to keep our distance, the social distancing, limit the people that's in there.
Oh.
Yeah, my only concern is that there might be some folks here that just don't know where that is. And so you draw it out on a map. It's pretty simple. You just go down.
I think everybody knows where the arena is. And we can just say west of the arena and there'll be signs there, or you'll notice it.
Yeah.
You know, sewer ponds are just west of the arena. West of them is where we'll be at.
Yeah.
That way we don't have the dumpsters in town to look bad. And
1,000 South.
I was going to say it. Yeah, that's about an address.
Right.
Yep, west on 1,000 South.
And then have a sign down there.
Yeah.
Down by Jimmy's that points over.
Mm-hmm.
To the arch right there.
Right.
Yeah.
Is one dumpster enough?
No, I want to get about 5.
Yeah. And why not put them all down there?
That's what I mean, put them all. Yeah, right in a row with them.
Well, by having a lot of them, that's going to lessen the chance for people to be getting too close.
Right.
Have them spread out around that.
And then the nice thing is we could have the backhoe down there so we could, you know, you could compact one as it's starting to get full, and the other one's getting full, you can go over and compact it. So one guy on the hole compacting, and one guy kind of watching the gate. And then
we'll push it all in a big, all the limbs up in a big pile, and have the fire department burn them, and garbage guys come get the dumpsters, and we're done.
I would like to see that get burned. You know, we've been kind of promising those people that live down there for a few years that we would clean that up, and so
if we could do these tree branches and burn right after, we'd still be in burn season there, the 1st of May.
Yep.
Give the fire department something to do that first Tuesday in May.
Yep. So how do we get the word out?
We'll do it in our newsletter.
The main newsletter.
It would be the April newsletter. So we got the, we'd have the newsletter going out.
Go out on May 1st.
Yeah, it'd go out on May 1st alone. I'm a
month behind.
I'm a month behind, sorry.
We've got our Facebook, our page, the newsletter, we could put the thing in the paper if you want.
Why can't we do it the second weekend of May?
The 9th?
Is that Mother's Day weekend?
It's Mother's Day weekend.
Yeah.
Perfect. And then we can clean the yard for Mother's Day.
Gosh. I'm open. I'm good with that.
That way it can go out in the newsletter.
It's not
off Mother's Day. Yeah, it's... I don't have a problem with the 9th.
Justin and Sam, does May 9th sound good to you for cleanup?
Everybody good with that?
Yeah.
Looks like it.
I guess it could be a good Mother's Day present for some of these mothers.
Yeah.
Get family down and
clean them up.
So we're going to go to the 8th, or the 9th?
9th of May.
Can we get that in the newsletter? I don't think it'd hurt to do an article in the paper either.
Well, then you might start getting a bunch of other cities to put it in the paper, bringing their junk over here to us.
Our people out of the city limits.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we could say something like they got to show their city.
City bill. They got to show their city bill to dump it down there.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Come prepared.
Proof they read it.
Well, that's a pretty cheap requirement, really. They'd be prepared to present their city bill, their proof of residency. I mean, you could even have people coming down from up north to do their grandmother's place or whatever, but, you know, just have that city bill, her city bill, or what.
I know Orem City does that, my daughter up there, and they have to take their utility bill to prove that they're a resident of Orem.
Well, if we're going to put it in the paper, we definitely want to have that stipulation.
I think we just put it in our newsletter. I know the gals at the front desk said there's been a few people calling in just wanting to know what date is, so they can tell them, and I think word will spread. Without having to do the expense of putting it in the paper.
If you do the newsletter and Facebook,
It'll fly.
It'll fly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree.
So, we don't have to do a vote or anything on that, do we? Nope. Okay, so the cleanup date will be May 9th. Dumpsters will be down to the sewer ponds.
Five dumpsters should do us, right?
They were doing the halves?
Oh, I'm going to do the full.
Okay.
If we got equipment down there to help them put it in?
Yeah.
Or even if Jillens would like to come partway during the day and dump them for us, too.
Let me call them tomorrow.
And we'll figure.
See what number they can give us.
Yeah, we'll figure that we'd probably use five dumpsters, so see if they could coordinate. Because I know that's what Maroney done, is they had them come dump during the time frame is open. So what time are we talking to? We need to put a time to this.
Eight to five, or?
Oh, heck. Let's go seven to five.
Seven to five?
Or seven to four. I was just thinking, if Jillens has to drum the landfill, I.
Now, he won't have to dump. You think he's going to have to dump?
Well, I don't know if they've got enough dumpsters available, so what I'm thinking is if they even brought us, say, three.
Yeah.
And then he had to come grab one and go dump it, bring it back.
Yeah, they'd want to do it by noon.
I kind of want to leave one down there, just, I know we're going to get somebody that leaves it at the gate and drives off.
Yeah, he's not going to be able to pick them all up.
On Saturday.
On Saturday.
Not on Saturday. What if we went seven to five?
Seven to five.
Okay.
I think that's good. The days are long.
Yeah, it gives you guys, the city, some time to set up.
We should all be set up by Thursday.
Seven too early, or you want to just go to eight?
Well, it's a Saturday, and if people are being up to clean the yard, I think seven will be all right.
Okay, that's the time then. Next item is report from city council members. Kevin, you want to start? Because I think you met for the 4th of July, and that's.
Yeah, I did. I met with get my notes here. We met on March 30th. Colleen joined us by phone. She was not feeling well that day. And we discussed a lot of things. First of all, I think a lot of the communities have canceled parades and that sort of thing. We thought that if we held off till May 12th, we could we could still put things together in that amount of time if things started to loosen up a little bit. Couple of things we talked about possibly could go forward without too many problems would be the fireworks. Have you guys even talked about that or thought about it?
Yeah.
The only issue is getting all the grounding in there. That's the biggest problem. As long it just depends on what they can do with the rest of the this whole mess.
Okay.
It won't be the problem. It's going to be the crowd of people.
Yep. Well, they'd have to have stipulations. They stay at their cars and or in their cars or I don't know.
I agree that we probably should still shoot them. It's just a matter of what speculation we'll have of crowded people, you know. There may be some kind of something we have to put into the speculation that they have to follow certain things.
We draw a big crowd for fireworks.
How would it be to, what would be the possibility of setting them up down at the Contoy? On that south end of the Contoy. Not where the arena's at, but on that south end, on that property.
It doesn't give them the clearance they need, Sam said.
Oh, it don't. I guess the grass could be high down there too.
Farmer's fields.
Well, that was one of the things that we talked about. I think that would probably be less exposure than about any of the other activities. The rodeo contractor said that they would do whatever we determined. They wasn't going to make us pay for part of the contract or anything that way. But
did they give us a deadline of when we could cancel or when I'd say go? I mean, could it go clear into June?
They've got it scheduled. They've got it blocked out because we've done it with them for a lot of years. But we thought we would meet again on the 12th and decide yay or nay. I just don't see people filing into the rodeo grounds. That's close quarters. I question whether it'd even be wise to try and do it.
But if it gets lifted, though, people's going to be ready to do so.
Oh, yeah. and you know, if you start pushing it into June, then you've got a lot to do. We have started, we do maintenance on the rodeo grounds every year. And I know they've started, and the arena's been worked so people can go use it. There's a lot of people that use it. They do their joyriding, and a lot of trainers are using it. And so we've got the ground worked, and I don't think we're going to have to do a lot there. There is a lot of seating that needs to be, a lot of planks and stuff need to be done. And it's getting to the point where we're going to have to do something major with the bleachers and all that stuff. They've been talking about that for a long time, just redoing all of them. The framing is okay, but it would be a matter of a lot of aluminum or whatever was decided. But, you know, we've kept that thing going without trying to do a lot. Anticipating it that at some point in time it might get moved. But under the circumstances, and we've looked at it every year, and we just keep saying, well, let's just keep it going and do what we can. But anyway, that's the deal with the rodeo. Another thing that was brought up, a lot of people have set up booths on the 4th. I know we've got vendors that come in and set up booths, and they wondered if it might be something that we could have booths around town, like Rogers do a takeout deal, and Wheelers, and even the drive-in out there do some booths. I know they've had their car show in the past over the 4th, and then maybe some booths around the park where they were spread out, and maybe just give some incentives for people to visit the different ones. They even wondered if the city could maybe put out some vouchers for a free ice cream cone or a free treat here or there or something, you know. It would maybe cost us a little bit, but it would kind of give back to our local vendors and maybe some of the people that have been, like you say, cooped up or not been able to do things. So they wondered about maybe doing something like that. And there again, if we could make some of those decisions, if we thought they were good ideas, then they could start to work on it and still probably have time. See, the rodeo, they rely on a lot of sponsors to fund that. They get a lot of recognition. Gate sponsors and rodeo sponsors, and they make it. In fact, that's where a lot of the revenue, not all of it, but a lot of the revenue comes from sponsors. And so right now, they're usually right in the thick of getting the sponsors committed. And if we wait much longer than the 12th, it'd be pretty difficult to put it together.
Is the council dunk tank to be one booth?
Liability's too high.
I don't know.
That'd be a real money maker.
Sam said he'd agree with Public Works.
They did wonder about maybe selecting a grand marshal for the parade. And if the parade doesn't come about, we could at least maybe give some kind of recognition. And I don't know. They wanted that to be brought up to the council, because that takes a little time to put together too. And we'd have to think about a citizen that maybe would want to pay that recognition too. So that was what they discussed along the lines of the parade. Let's see. We've got the, I also ran into Jolene. In fact, I was out there Saturday and Monday. And she said that we talked a little bit about maybe the signs coming in. There's areas that typically they plant flowers and stuff. And I talked to Heidi about it. I mentioned this before, that she suggested maybe we think about more of a dry landscape thing. I guess we have water at the two signs, right, coming in north and south. But Jolene, we have flowers ordered, but she did mention that she says, you know, if you decide to go with something that uses a little less water, we can change, we can work with it. So, but she says that she needs to know within the next few days. So I said, well, I'll be meeting Tuesday night, and I'll bring it up.
I'd like to plant the library, the cemetery. That's it. And then our hanging baskets.
So that's the library and the cemetery.
Is there anything out here in front?
What about?
So shaded.
Too shaded?
They only just die.
That's what I was wondering about.
The city hall?
Yeah, it's too shaded.
It's too shaded on the front side.
Right. So what have we got in there now? Just rock?
There's some irises or something that comes
out. There's a few little ones that look nice, but yeah. All your perennials, I don't think we should spend the money to plant them.
Yeah.
But the cemetery planting, I love when we do that one up. It gets good sun.
Well, is the cemetery the one they've typically been doing?
Yeah.
So flowers are ordered for it then, right?
Yeah.
And that's one that we can probably put more of a plant that gets regular water and all that stuff.
Yep.
So library and the cemetery, what about the signs?
I kind of want to go to the dry skate. Do people even see those when they come?
I don't know.
I like some of the stuff that Wasatch Academy has, those tall grasses.
Yeah, where you can take a weed eater or a baby bag and stuff.
I don't want to use words like rush.
But you don't want to get too tall or it'll cover up.
Yeah.
That's what Sam just said. He said you don't want tall grass in front of the city signs so then you can't read them.
Something that's just kind of our landscape, you know.
They stick up pretty high, don't they, the city signs, I mean.
Well, you got writing that comes down pretty low.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Established. Yeah.
Well.
There you go.
I wondered about maybe posting or putting an ad in the paper and maybe even create some kind of a contest, but if there was a family or individual that wanted to adopt a sign or a plot for the season and maintain it and see that it's kept up, that way it isn't just a one-hit effort, because I think that's what it's kind of been in the past, and then they hit and miss it, but maybe just...
And that they tried that probably... I don't know if it was Heidi's first year that she did it or not.
Uh-huh.
They hardly had anybody that wanted to do it, and Heidi ended up doing a lot of them herself.
Oh, really?
That's when we started leaning on Little Miss Mount Pleasant, mm-hmm. which I helped.
Because I thought it would be a great project for my daughter, who was a young woman, so I volunteered us to do the cemetery when I ended up doing it all by myself, and that's a lot of work. But I know that, like, here out in front, and the signs, they really have a hard time finding anybody to do any of them.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'm volunteer to do one of the signs.
Sam would volunteer to do one of the signs, he said.
Well, you know, I wouldn't mind trying to put it out there. I mean, people. I think a lot of people might be looking for a way out or a reason to go out.
And let's throw it down on our newsletter. See if we can get some response. Even. Couple of families or something take on a sign, something that way.
Well, they could. If a family wanted to volunteer with another family, and they could
rotate
it off weeks, every other week or whatever, and just make sure that...
I'll set the timers to water. All you got to do is go weed it after the plant.
And when I did it, you guys were really good. They would bring me bags, and I could just leave the bags there, and the public works would pick up. After I weeded, they'd pick them up and take them to the dumpster for me.
Mm-hmm.
So
let's throw it out there. Let's see what we get.
Well, why don't we take a drive, or I'll take a drive, and I'm going to take your suggestions. You're saying the library, and that's out front, right?
Yeah.
And then the cemetery, that's around the sign, right?
Mm-hmm. And then, the other benefit too is Jolene. Out at the hardware store, if you want her to, like the year I did it, she wrote up and showed us a pretty way to put the flowers in. Mm-hmm. She grew up a plant, so we knew how to plant what she'd give us.
Yeah, she's
she
great.
That way.
Yeah.
And then let's look at the signs. I mean, if we're going to put it out, we could certainly have, if somebody would adopt the sign coming in and out, I think that'd be a good thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If we could get something there. And if there's water there, maybe it doesn't need to be so much of a dry skate. But that's actually what Heidi had suggested. And
there is
she'd done it for 4 years, or 2 years.
Yeah. I've helped her go plant over the last few years. And a lot of times, by the end, it's just me and her, Tony, and my daughter.
Yeah. Well, that's why I think if we could get the family... Or it could be an individual, it could be a group, small group or whatever, but I would say an individual or family, if I was to put it out, I'd say an individual or family that would like to adopt, so we're not encouraging a group setting. But that was some of the thoughts I had, and I'll maybe take a look at those signs and maybe make that suggestion, because she said it's not too late to change. I think she's got flowers, but she says if you want to do something dryscape there, and the same on City Hall.
Okay. Yeah.
Throw it out there that if the family adopts it, we might like the family an ice cream or a shake or whatever.
That would be nice too. Did you hear some? He said maybe if a family adopted it, we could offer an incentive of like a ice cream or shake or something, but for having for
just, you know what? Yeah, if you want to have kind of a contest, you give them $50, you know, for the year. If they spent the year out there and it made it, kept it really nice. And then if you ended up having a couple of them that really worked their butts off and, you know, I'm thinking really went down the hole, maybe you could have a tie and give them both. I mean, just a thought.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could make it fun. You could make it so there was...
I know with young families, just offering them ice cream comes to go out and work.
Yeah, exactly.
Incentive enough. I think that's what
it
sounds
like. Yeah, if they
can, I know my kids would respond to that.
I mean, that's a good point. And really, if they was willing to do that on a weekly basis or whatever, you know,
mm-hmm.
or I don't know.
Are they saying you'll do anything for a Klondike bar?
Yeah, exactly.
I like that. That even would be better than having a contest type thing, but.
Yep.
Just a little bit of an incentive there. And then encourage, and actually would encourage the family. Like Jeannie says, I know my grandkids would be the same way. They'd, mm-hmm. they got an ice cream cone out of the deal. Or we used to have, what was it called out there?
Shaving cream?
Shaving cream. Yeah. We don't have that luxury anymore.
Well, he always has those great big ice cream cones that the kids like, too.
Let's see. I think that's all I've got.
Do you have anything, Ron?
Well, as far as the roads can go concerned, we did meet with Bedrock Roads March 30th. And we agreed that we'd meet with them on April 1st. They're going to come down and give us a bid, testing out their product from, what was it, 5th South to 3rd North?
Yep.
And I think we're still waiting for the numbers on that.
They came and they did their drill samples.
Uh-huh.
But one thing I was a little confused of is I think they only get 4, uh-huh. or maybe 3. Which concerns me a little bit. There's a long, long stretch there where it could be different stuff. I kind of expected them to do a couple of block, not just 3 total. So I was wondering if we could reach out to them and kind of get a reasoning on why they only did that many.
I think they figured the stuff was constant enough through town, probably by drilling, because they figured it would be basically the same when they chipped apart the asphalt that come apart on the edge of the road. I did get the test results back from the airport. 3% would make it work really good. They said it was good, very good base, and would work very good. So, but I am getting test results back from the 4th East.
Okay. They did come drilling, so.
Yeah.
So we're still waiting for numbers on that, the 4th East.
So what they have to do is they have to take those soil samples. They send them, part of the trouble they're having right now, they did say that when they met with me and Coulter, or maybe it was even the night we met with them. The guys from New Mexico, they have to go to the border and just basically shove it across the border. Because if they leave New Mexico, they have to be quarantined for the 2 weeks.
Wow. So again, that's creating complications.
Yeah. So it's creating some problems there. So they said they basically have to call, meet them at the border, shove the samples across the border. They already had the airport samples. They took them last fall. They were already stored in the laboratory, so they just ran those on compaction stuff. Did I forward you that sample?
I don't know if you did.
I'll forward it to you. I'll forward it to Ron, too. Okay. But I haven't heard anything since they come and took the samples on 4th East.
Okay. So I guess we're just looking forward to getting some numbers back from them and seeing if something we can get on the agenda.
Yeah.
So in other words, where we're at with that.
Basically, to fill in the Kevin and Justin too, when we met with them that night, they basically told us the best price we could get was to do a mile of road. Because it's so much for, they said it's about $10,000 to mobilize. So they says if we're just doing the airport little deals, we're not gonna get a very good price. If we'd done the 4th East, it worked out real close to a mile. We was gonna skip between 2nd South and 1st South, because that road had already been, has already been fixed nice. So, start at the south, or the north side of 5th South, go over to 2nd South, and we'd skip that block, take off again, and go from 1st South over to 3rd North.
On 3rd East.
On 4th East.
Oh, 4th East.
4th East, because we figured that was our busiest road in town going to the schools. The elementary school and the high school both being on that.
So you start at 5th South.
Start at 5th South, and then we'd go to 2nd South. So it'd be three blocks there, then we'd skip a block and go from 1st South to 3rd North. So that's what they're looking at doing. And then the two sections out to the airport.
Right, in addition to...
The only thing that they talked about, and I don't know if they want to do it, is they said maybe the road coming down from the filter factory, or the Rocky Mountain filter there. I think originally it was planned for a 45-foot road. They said we might want to shrink that a little bit, or we could shrink it a little bit and still have a decent road after we got around the turns. They said they'd leave the turns big for semis to make the turns, and then maybe we could narrow it back down a little bit if money's an issue, and then widen it out again as you come to the runway so the semis could make decent turns.
I think Wasatch had a stretch that they was talking about, and they were willing to pay half or something. I don't remember the streets. Was it 3rd West or
3rd South?
3rd South.
3rd South. 3rd South between
State Street and 5th West.
3rd South between State Street and 5th West.
I think they're going to split to 4th West, actually. So it's to 4th West.
4th West.
Yeah.
So that's, I mean, if they're willing to pay, that would give you some mileage too.
Yeah, I'd just love to see that done. As long as they're under the understanding that that road could be digging, you know, we could excavate on that road in the next 2 years.
We're going to be digging on 4th East too, but if the irrigation line or the project's probably 3 years out,
yeah,
time we would be seriously looking at roads, we're probably 4 years out to look at roads. So.
Well, and the thing of it is, this is a test thing, and if it holds up for 2 or 3 years and we like it, then we could move forward with it.
So kind of my thoughts too is, the day me and Coulter was driving with those guys, we talked about maybe even if we knew some of the places where we'd be running the irrigation crossings, maybe we could sleeve a pipe in there and then we could just run a pipe through it.
Right.
So we wouldn't have to dig up the road too, so it wouldn't be
right
double costing us there. PVC pipe would be a lot cheaper to hurry and throw in ahead of time, just as kind of an idea we talked about. But
yeah. If Wasatch is willing to cooperate, I think.
Well, that'd take the pressure a little bit off, a little bit of the cost pressure off of us.
That'd be great. Great partnership, I think.
I don't know if they'll do it now, though. They were pretty iffy when me and Mike talked to them just tonight. They're pretty careful with what they're going to dump money on right now due to
the corona.
The corona.
Yeah, they probably don't know.
It's like talking to Paul. He didn't know how many students they'd even have this coming back next year.
Right.
At all.
I'm sure it's a concern.
It's a very big concern for them.
Yeah, they were pretty concerned about a few different things when we were all talking to them, Mike and Shane.
Yeah.
Well, that's another project we ought to try to get on as soon as possible if we're going to get done during the good summer months.
Right. We've got to. I'd like to see us do it the first part of June.
Yeah.
We don't have to wait till school's out now, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully we can get that on the agenda soon and get on our schedule.
Right.
So not to distract from that, but just the dates on this, these flowers, is it the week before Memorial Day?
Yeah.
Is that?
Maybe. Which ones you talking?
Well, the planting of the signs in the cemetery and the...
Yes, week before Memorial.
And probably want to do them all about the same time. I imagine they want to get rid of the flowers about the same time.
The hanging baskets?
Yeah.
I have good faith, we're gonna get there.
So...
But they might be a week late.
Oh.
Due to the polls. Depending on how it all comes together. Poll's supposed to be here on the 12th of May. Fixtures are supposed to be here a week before.
Who is?
The polls.
Oh.
The polls out here.
Oh, okay.
So it's gonna be a close game, but I think we'll make it.
It is gonna be close, but...
Yeah.
Will you not only let them work on weekends?
They're actually gonna come Wednesday this week. Well, tomorrow.
Sure, I'm scheduled to work with them Thursday night.
Yeah.
And Friday again.
Yeah, so...
I think they were kind of doing this on the side, wasn't they? It was part of the...
Yeah, this, well, each sheet is their own company, Jerry, but the people he hired have other jobs that they have to do too, and so like...
Right.
And so, but...
Yeah, I see.
I think they're gonna be here tomorrow night. And, it's hoping maybe, he's gonna go clear some snow out on the, up to the power plant so they can put a trailer up there. And a couple trailers up there, camp trailers up there, and just stay here until the project's kinda...
I feel like it'll be this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's still snow up there, we haven't moved any of the snow yet.
I can't stay at the city on it.
They could, I guess.
Pull the trailers down.
Yeah.
That's Coulter.
What's up?
You're moving this table a lot.
My bad.
Coulter Land just said still.
So they're really pushing it again to come by the 25th.
25th of May? That is Memorial Day.
So again, maybe, would there be a preference on where we start with polls for Memorial Day? I guess it doesn't matter either way.
Well, we want to get the main street. As long as we get the main streets back, the back...
Back by, we don't care, yeah.
Yeah, we just want to get the main...
Yeah, main and state down, we'll be in shape, yeah.
Okay.
We got eight of them ready for them on Friday. Hopefully we do about 12 more so we're back on track.
Yeah.
This weekend.
Anything else, Rodney?
I don't think I have anything that needs to be brought up.
Justin, Sam, or one of you?
Do you have anything to report?
Just trying to give everybody else a mic and a little bit, give everybody else the part of what happened to do a bunch of this stuff. I just put it in the order, they got a shipment of about 100,000, coming to a bunch of our local dealers, what another quarter mask will be coming here next week, so...
Good.
We won't let that get out.
No. Well, they're kicking them out to your first responders and your dump people first, they kind of come in, but...
I got those suits ordered for you too, Sam.
Have you heard of shipping date on them yet?
No, I looked, but my computer just died. I'll look in the morning.
Okay. Justin, did you have anything to report?
I don't think so, but I was gonna get with Rodney and Coulter on that I-Works paper management system. Kind of turn the reins over there, but I think we'll wait till things... Not like so pressing, I don't think we're gonna be doing much road work this year from the way it looks, other than just the lift tech stuff, so... That's all I have, I haven't been really engaged with a lot of things, so.
All right.
Do you know anything more on Aspen Village than what I was kind of mentioning as far as dates for getting that out to bid?
I know, I just, last week, I did a couple things for Trent up there as far as assessing the service locations and just verifying, taking some pictures, but the last I heard was just the meeting that you guys had with the CDBG, maybe it was in the schedule there with the last I heard, so.
All right. We did have a meeting with Trent too on it, so.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
Is there any, many cases here in Mount Pleasant at all?
Nothing in Sanpy County.
Nothing in Sanpy.
One thing I got too, irrigation's gonna be coming on. We decided to hold off due to cold weather for, till we'll start Monday morning. And we'll have it out that week.
Depending on how many breaks you find.
Well, so at the heat zone, we had it all ready to go and then killed it due to, it was 12 degrees last night.
Yeah.
So, it's ready to go. We'll just have twins really fast to fill. And then just central and west might give us a few problems. But I think we can get it all up in a week, just week and a half, probably.
Yeah. Okay.
So you're thinking the 20th?
What's that?
You're thinking the 20th?
I hope by the 20th, yeah.
It's too cold to have it out this last night. You'd have broke lots of pipes.
Yeah.
We got rain tomorrow and rain Thursday.
It's supposed to snow almost.
Supposed to warm up a little bit, I believe.
First of the week, it's supposed to get highs in the 60s and lows in the low or mid 30s, so by there we'll be fine. We'll get it up.
Okay.
Hey,
yes.
I get these state reports they send me requiring stuff on the latest update for all this stuff. If you want, I can email the board of the union for the update of the state personnel.
Yeah, that would be good.
I get it from Six County every day too. I don't know where Sam's getting his on there.
Is that from the Six County, Sam?
No, I'm the Utah State Task Force.
Because it's from the State Task Force?
So mine has just a Six County report every day, what comes from Six County. I could forward that to you.
Yeah, that would be good.
I know as I checked yesterday, I didn't check today, they had tested 601 people in the Six County with the six positive cases, and one of those six are hospitalized.
Oh, okay.
So, it's really nice, on, you can just go to Central Utah Public Health too.
That's right, that line is off there.
And it shows you just our Six County, which is really nice. Now they broke it up by county and everything, but I can forward it on to you.
Yeah.
You said they do break it up by county?
They do.
Do they?
They do.
Last I heard that Juab was the only one of the six county that had
Millard.
Two.
Millard's got four. Millard had the first one.
Did they?
What's that sound?
Millard and Juab that have them in the
Yeah.
Yeah, I know there's some in Carbon, but I don't think that's part of the.
It's not.
Carbon's different.
Yeah. I'd still like to see it if you forward it to me.
Okay.
Thank you.
The roads, the trail, they're starting the 15th. They're hauling in equipment right now. We do have one wet spot that we've got to do something with. Kind of on the south side of the park right there. There's a spring there or something that's come to life this spring.
Uh-oh.
So we're going to have to put
is some... Is that what flooded the arena?
No.
Is that the same old drainage from the springs?
That was a broken water line.
Mm. Yeah.
One of the two.
that was not good. That was, it wasn't as bad as it was last year when they let the irrigation go through there, but
it was a hydrant we had flushing because of the broke line.
Well, the one by the park? Or the one on the west side of the park there, where we usually fill. That one broke.
No, it broke down further in the loop. They dug through it down by 90 cars.
Right there, kind of in front of the trailer park. And then right west of the cemetery, they got it.
West of the turned the valve back on it, snapped the handle off, so we got to dig that valve up that night and fix it too.
Don't sound like that was too fun.
The weather was nice. It was good.
So we have been, another thing we met with tonight was Wasatch Academy on their new soccer field. Had some very concerns on the fence, the trees underneath the power line. Shane and Coulter both brought them to me. Come to find out, the city did do, what do you call it, a resolution? An ordinance? They done an ordinance and gave Wasatch 16 feet of the road there on First South and Third West to build that soccer field originally. But there were still some concerns. We didn't know about that until we found the ordinance here. But we did meet with Paul and Bridger tonight on trees. They're willing to sign a deal that they'll take care of the trees underneath the power line, basically, with it. And then we also did talk to them about, they have 8 shares of irrigation water that's going down to the fields, and getting that little shares back and putting them in the city system. So there's going to have to be some stuff done there to get those shares back from them and get into our city system.
So what are they doing with the soccer field?
They're going to put sod in first part of May.
That's the same place that it was before then.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's just a little bit bigger now, so.
Yeah. Bigger and level.
Yeah.
It wasn't quite not level, so they've leveled it.
Yep.
We are going to propose, they said they look at it, putting that light underground too, which we cleaned that area up to quite a bit.
On Third West.
Yeah, so.
We're from First to Third.
Yeah, from First to Third.
Question that we haven't really, I don't know if we've talked about it much, and I've been a little bit involved in this, we've talked about it, but have they discussed anything, if they're going to do any kind of games there, if they're going to hold games on it, but what have they got for visitor parking and parking?
So that, there used to be that home to the south of it, that they've actually taken the home down, and they're turning that into a parking lot. You know, that little white house that was...
No, park on Second, Sam. Between the tennis court and the soccer field will be a parking lot.
Yeah, we have to have access to get into that three-phase transformer right there.
We have to have access from the interstate.
What was that, Sam?
Are they projecting that'll be big enough, I guess, for the buses and the home 911?
That I'm not sure. It was most, I think the parking was for that new gym that they put in, and then for the anybody participating there at the field. I'm not sure as far as buses.
Yeah, actually, I'm thinking we have people come in and play on their field against other schools. I would imagine they'd be bringing in buses versus the other.
I would think so too.
One of those worries that you don't want to report on the city street.
Yeah, that was a concern Coulter had as well, but did you guys talk about that today?
Yeah.
So they did talk about that today as well.
So the fence is actually 5 feet further back. First South doesn't concern me, where we widened that one, but Third West concerns me. It's a very narrow road.
It is.
Yep. Anything else from anybody?
Justin or Sam, do you have anything else?
Oh,
it's been pretty quiet, that's all I can say.
Okay, let's go ahead and adjourn then.
We're all good.
Have you seen many problems not having City Hall open?